This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Ralph King, K-I-N-G, date of birth 2-1 of 1954. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. King with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. His last visit was November 2nd of 2023. His weight is down 3 pounds over the last 6 months, and he states that he's feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has dyspnea on exertion but does not require oxygen, no cough or sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema, and no chest pain. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Jardiance, 10 milligram daily. Lasix is 20 milligram daily when his weight gain is 3 pounds overnight or 5 pounds in a week, with potassium, 10 mil equivalent, twice a day when he takes the Lasix. He's on Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Toprol, extended release, 25 milligram once a day. And other medications are unchanged. We also have lisinopril, 10 milligram once a day. Physical examination, weight is 298 pounds, pulse 67, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart appears regular today without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. And he has 1+ peripheral edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 5-3 of 2024. Creatinine is 1.58, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 46. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium, 8.1. Albumin, 3.8. Phosphorus, 4.6. Hemoglobin, 15.5, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.